Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Today I'm going to say a few words on enlightenment, a subject that anybody who enters this practice considers at some point. So the question of why do we sit? Why do we do zazen day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year comes up as a big question. Why do we do this? Why do we do this practice? And many people would answer this question by saying, because I want to be enlightened. But the question also comes up, does zazen really lead to enlightenment? And I've mentioned this quote before, but Richard Baker Roshi, who's a former abbot of the San Francisco Zen Center, once said, enlightenment is an accident. And meditation makes us more accident-prone. Enlightenment is an accident. And meditation makes us more accident-prone. So if we read between the lines, I think that he's saying that there are no guarantees. There is no way to predict when and if an accident will occur, or for whom that accident will occur. In the 1960s, there was a colorful and charismatic Japanese Zen teacher named Kodo Sawaki Roshi. Now, Sawaki was a dynamic and powerful teacher. He was everything that one imagines a Zen teacher to be. And his Dharma heir, Kosho Uchiyama, seemed to be just the opposite. He was a shy, retiring person with seemingly nothing special about him, nothing special beyond the simple devotion to just sitting. And Uchiyama once asked Sawaki if the practice of zazen would make him more like his teacher, to which Sasaki bellowed, "No! I was like this before I practiced Zen." And he said, "Zazen is useless. Zazen is useless, can be used as a koan, because it points directly to the heart of this discussion." A Korean Zen master named Sunsan Nim wrote a book entitled, "Wanting Enlightenment is a Big, Big Mistake." In the first chapter of this book, a student asks Sunsan, "What is enlightenment?" And he replies, "Enlightenment is only a name. If the mind makes enlightenment, then enlightenment exists. If enlightenment exists, then ignorance exists too. And that creates an opposites world. Good and bad, right and wrong, enlightenment and ignorance, all these opposite. So all opposites are just our thinking. But truth is absolute, and is therefore beyond any opposites." So let me say that again. "Therefore, any opposites appear." So if your mind makes something, you will get something. And that something was going to be a hindrance. But if your mind doesn't make anything, you will get everything. If thoughts such as, "I want to be enlightened," or a hindrance to our practice, should we think instead, "I don't want to be enlightened. I don't want to be enlightened." And the answer is no, because not wanting enlightenment is also a big mistake. This is so because while we are taking this stance, we are really hoping that it will get us enlightened. As students, we are in a practice that abounds with references to enlightenment and self-realization. In fact, most of the Buddhist literature focuses on attaining enlightenment through meditation, just as the Buddha. So if wanting enlightenment is a big mistake, and at the same time we are constantly confronted with Buddha's great enlightenment, how should we practice? One answer would be to simply do zazen day after day, week after week, letting this daily activity manifest itself as it will. Sitting without expectation, letting our meditation quiet our mind and body, and just seeing, waiting to see what happens, if anything. The following lines are excerpted from an ancient Chinese poem. "Words, Words, words, fluttering drizzle and snow. Silence, silence, silence. Crack! A roaring thunderbolt. We must trust in ourselves and in the power of Zazen. Doing nothing special, one breath after another. In the words of Li Po, the birds have vanished from the sky. Now the last cloud blows away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain exists. Thank you.